This is Morning Edition. I'm Carrie Nolan. As of this week, more than 70% of New Yorkers have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. The milestone has meant that the state lifted most capacity restrictions, and so many people are thinking of this summer as the beginning of post-pandemic life. But when you kick the tires on that 70% number, you see a lot of disparities in just who has gotten vaccinated and how some of the areas hit hardest by COVID are not experiencing the same return to normalcy. A WNYC Gothamist analysis of New York City data shows COVID segregation is widening even as the overall toll of the pandemic lessens. Hospitalizations and deaths are now happening in areas that have fallen behind on vaccine doses. Here to walk us through some of the numbers and the reasons behind these disparities is our science and health editor, Sikhan Akpan. Good morning, Sikhan.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Same to you. Sikhan, what neighborhoods have a higher vaccination rate and which ones are lagging?
Yeah, anyone who follows the vaccine maps on a regular basis knows that wealthier parts of Manhattan are leading the way. Basically, everywhere south of Harlem is above 80% partially vaccinated for adults. Parts around the financial district are at 100%. Greenpoint, Dumbo, and Park Slope in Brooklyn are in that general vicinity for vaccine coverage too, as well as parts of North Queens near Flushing and Bayside. Areas that have fallen behind include Central and East Brooklyn, Harlem, Washington Heights, and most of the Bronx, and also parts of Staten Island.
Now, it's divided along those same lines for where we're seeing new cases and more hospitalization rates, right?
Yeah, that's right. Our health data reporter, Jacqueline Jeffrey Walensky, conducted a new analysis of city data. She found that soon after COVID vaccines were approved in mid-December, the daily share of new coronavirus infections among white New Yorkers began to decline. It dropped by about 10 percentage points from the start of the rollout to the end of February. Now, that happened despite widespread issues with accessing online appointments and getting supplies into the city due to inclement weather. Before this decline, new cases among white residents paralleled their share of the city's population, which is about 40%. Now, for Hispanic and Latino groups, new infections remain flat, but pretty high. You know, they account for about 37% of cases, or about two of every five cases in the city. Mm-hmm. And that's higher than their share of the city's population. The Black proportion of daily cases grew during this period, rising by 5 points to 21%. And by midwinter, Hispanic and Black residents comprised more than half of the daily new cases. Now, you know, the vaccine rollout has really improved since then, thanks to better access to the vaccines, walk-in appointments, all of those things. Yet Hispanic and Black New Yorkers still account for about two-thirds of new COVID cases, meaning that their share of new infections has been rising this whole time.
So if we know that vaccines have been the biggest tool in fighting the spread of COVID, shouldn't the hardest hit neighborhoods have the highest vaccination rates?
Yeah, one might hope for that to see an improvement, but our analysis has found that COVID hospitalizations are further saturating in places that are left behind. You know, this COVID segregation is deepening. City officials put the blame on hesitancy, but national surveys actually show that New York City has among some of the lowest rates of hesitancy in the state and country. So, for example, in Manhattan, the estimated hesitancy is about 6.5%. In Brooklyn, it's 8%. It's a really tiny difference. But meanwhile, Manhattan's vaccine coverage is nearly 20% higher than Brooklyn's. When I raised this data with Mayor de Blasio this week, here's how he responded.
My quick comment is, with all due respect to the CDC, that's not what we're experiencing. Our data comes from millions of encounters with New Yorkers, almost 9 million individual vaccinations, obviously, but all the encounters also including right within the health and hospitals where people are saying they're not yet ready.
If officials shouldn't fully blame vaccine hesitancy, what's causing the disparities? Is it a lack of access?
Yeah, it could be that. It could be people need more time off to get the shots. It could be case rates are so low right now that maybe they just don't feel the need to. In terms of access, we've been asking the city and state to provide data on how many doses it's delivered to individual providers by zip code. But so far, we've been denied.
Sikhan Akpan is the health and science editor for WNYC and Gothamist. You can read more about this story on Gothamist.com. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks a lot.